Each year, on the 10th of Muharram, the first month in lunar calendar year, Iraqi Shiite Muslims, young and old, commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Despite being potentially targeted by terrorist attacks, millions of Shiite pilgrims come together at shrines and mosques across Iraq. Thousands of Iraqi forces have been deployed across the country to watch against the bloody attacks that have marred past pilgrimages.
It's obvious that the Iraqi security forces are heavily deployed around the shrine to secure the area for the pilgrims holding the mourning ceremonies.
Here in Qasimiyah, north of Baghdad, housing the shrine of Shia's seventh Imam, security forces have cordoned off the area and the roads leading the shrine.
The holy shrine has been prepared for more than 15 days to receive the pilgrims. By coordination with the security forces, the area is now secured and the pilgrimage is safe.
Shia's religious gatherings have been occasions of major bloodshed in the past, but in recent years, because of Iraqi forces' efforts, the security has been improved considerably.
The revolution of Imam Hussein is a loud call in the face of injustice. That's why the majority of Iraqis follow his path.
For Shiite Muslims, Hussein's martyrdom symbolized confronting tyranny in the face of overwhelming odds, but he is also admired by other religious minority in Iraq. Member of the Iraqi Christian community said Christmas celebrations would be subdued this year out of respect for the Shiite Muslims.
The specter of terrorist attacks is still looming over the city, but this has not prevented the pilgrims from flooding in. Wissam Al-Bahti, Press TV, Baghdad.